Now notice that God said, I'm going to put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And then he described what would happen. Then he started speaking, and I just read to you one scripture that he said. But there's many others in the Old Testament, because Jesus said, or rather Paul wrote in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the books that's written of me. And he came in all the prophecies that was, all the prophet prophesied that a Messiah, a child, a redeemer would come or be born. They prophesied of this. And here now we see where all that was said, and it started 42 generations with Abraham. Now here it is materialized. Now it is here getting ready to come in manifestation. Now he's talking, telling Mary and that this is Gabriel, appeared to Mary, and telling her what's going to happen. You notice Mary asked him, because she didn't understand, in her, him telling her what's going to happen. She said, how this going to be? Because I ain't been with no man. I'm still a virgin. And she knew how people get pregnant. She knew that. Anyway, all us in here, these little babies, they know how. They know more than you think they know. But the thing is, she said, how shall this be? Then the angel explained to her what would take place. He said, the Holy Ghost gonna come over you, come on you, overshadow you, and you shall conceive in your womb by the Holy Spirit. And this which shall be born of you shall be the Son of God. His name shall be called Jesus. Amen. And then she said, what? Be it unto me according to your word. Notice how she agreed with the Lord. She in August said, now, I don't know how you're going to do this, Lord. She didn't try to figure it out. This is what we got to do. If God said, bring you all your tithes in the storehouse and prove me now, don't be trying to figure out, now, I got to pay this. No. So, go ahead. On my wife to read the birth of Christ. Chapter 2, she reading from the New Living Translation.
Testing.
Listen carefully.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of the king of David, King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped in snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angel had returned into heaven, the shepherds says to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was a baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's stories were astonished.
Thank you. Now, give me the remaining few minutes that I have. And if it's be okay, I may stretch them just a couple minutes. And we only have about 10, 15 minutes. But I want your undivided attention. Remember what God said? Remember what he said? God blessed them. God said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it." Right? But if you read through the Old Testament, which I don't have time to do, but I can kind of scroll through it. After Adam's sin, there were all kinds of things started happening. The first thing happened, Cain killed his brother, didn't he? That's the first thing. A murder took place, right? Then you find all kinds of disasters start happening. You remember when King Nebuchadnezzar was king and he was ruling and in his kingdom, and he made this great image and had everybody to bow down and worship him, but the three Hebrew boys wouldn't do it. Remember that? And to make a long story short, because I don't have time, he wind up losing his kingdom and living out in the field, out in the woods, and like a bird, like an animal. He grew fingernail like bird claws. And he found out that he wasn't the highest king. He found out. And he out there, he said, "I know now." And then you thought his son would have learned from that. But he was so bold, he went to the temple because they had taken over Israel, and got all the gold cups and all the vessels, and they were drinking and dancing. While they were drinking and dancing and carrying on, a hand appeared. Can you imagine that? A hand appeared and started writing on the wall. That's all they saw, was a hand. And you know, folks, they said, "Whoa." The Bible said, if you read it, his knees buckled. That means he got weak in his knees. And why am I saying this? We find in this all kind of evil, ungodly, wicked, trouble, sorrow, pain, suffering went on. Right? But from the beginning, God told Adam, "I bless you, I give you dominion here, you rule this. You replenish, you subdue it, operate over everything." But when he sold out, Adam allowed somebody else to come in this earth and be his God.